Frequency Cast Special Report. Startup in progress.
Hi, this is Pete.
And I'm Carl from Frequency Cast, the award-winning UK tech podcast.
In April 2012, we were at the NEC in Birmingham for Gadget Show Live. Here's one of our interviews recorded at the show.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
Okay, so Gadget Show 2012, and I've come to the Parrot Stand. Yes, the Parrot Stand. I'm not going to repeat that like a... Yes, anyway. And I'm here with Asif. He's the man in charge, I understand. So tell us, Asif, what have we got to sell today?
So we have a number of our products here. We have our car kits, our home speakers, and digital photo frames. And we also have here right next to us the AR drone 2.0, which we're premiering here in the UK today.
The AR drone. And it looks phenomenal. It's like, it is a sci-fi movie in front of me. I tell you, I just want to make a film right now. This is going to be brilliant. Tell me, one, two, three, four fans and a a sci-fi space shuttle look around it. What does it do?
Yeah, so we call it a quadricopter. And it's flown via a smartphone or an iPad.
Hold on a minute. I love the name. And again?
A quadricopter.
Of course it is. Silly me. And it's controlled by your what?
By your smartphone or an iPad. So it connects it via Wi-Fi. And all you do to fly it is very simple. As you lean your phone around, it mimics your movements. So if you lean your phone forwards, it flies forwards and back, for example.
Phenomenal. So I'm a pilot just with my iPhone. That is fantastic. Have you got anyone that can fly one here?
Absolutely. My colleague Stuart here will give you a quick demo.
All right then, I shall go over to the pilot. Stuart, have you got your safety helmet on? Ready to go? Okay, tell me, what are you going to do first?
Okay, I've got on the screen of my iPhone, I've got a takeoff button and two pressure pads. So as soon as I hit the takeoff button, my drone flies up to about a meter high and stabilizes itself. When I tilt the iPhone forward, it goes forward, backwards, left and right. And then the other pad on the other side increases the height and the yaw left and right. And then also I can do a trick by double press of the pad. It does a somersault.
That's phenomenal. Let me just talk the listeners through what I'm looking at here. Not only is this thing hovering at a steady height, and you say it's self-correcting, is it?
Yeah, as soon as I let go of the controls, it self-corrects itself.
That's brilliant.
Ultrasound sensors and pressure sensors. So it's got its own little onboard computer that monitors what's happening in the environment and it stabilizes itself.
This is brilliant. It's got some little red LEDs, one on each fan. That's obviously to tell people to keep away from the fast moving equipment.
Yeah, we've got two green LEDs at the front and two red at the back, so we know which direction we're flying in.
Oh, fantastic. Has it got indicators as well?
I wish it had.
And hazards? So what happens on the screen? I'm looking at your iPhone screen. You've got an emergency button. Is that the ejector seat?
Yeah, that is. As soon as I hit that, it just automatically lands.
Oh, brilliant. And all under its own steam. So Yeah. You don't need to control its landing. It'll be a perfect landing and it won't damage the equipment, Yeah. Obviously, or the onboard computer.
I have a landing button, a landing and a takeoff button. The emergency is just if I got into any trouble and I wanted to kill the power, I just kill the power and it lands safely.
Brilliant. Now, there's something else on this. What's that image? That looks like the gadget show ahead of the... That hasn't got a camera on it, has it?
Yeah, it's got two cameras, 720p, so a HD on the camera, so we can see our flight, what we're doing on the screen of the iPhone. We've also got augmented reality games, so we can race against our friends, and also we can have sort of shoot-em-ups, all done on the screen. So you can fire at your friends, you can record your flight, you can take pictures while you're flying. It's great.
This is fantastic. This is so cool. Tell me something. How well does it operate outside, or is it more of an indoor gadget?
No, it's indoor or outdoor. It comes with an indoor hull, which is what you're seeing now, with protective circles around the propellers. So if you do hit anything, it bounces off. And then the outdoor hull is smaller without the protection round, and also it's lighter. So you just change the setting within the application, and you can go outdoors and fly to the range of your Wi-Fi, which is about 50 metres.
And also, what I like about this is, superficially, it doubles up in the summer as a giant fan, doesn't it? And we could just hover that above your head and watch TV, couldn't you?
You could indeed, yeah.
I want to know two things. One, where can I get one from?
Parrot ourselves, we have distributors that sell the AR drone 2.0. There are lots of distributors out there that sell the product, and they're retailing for £299. And they're going to be released, the AR Drone 2.0, released in June in the UK.
Thank you very much. That's really good. Thank you very much for your time, Stuart. Hold on a minute. You got something to say?
I have a question. Range of 50 metres, can I hover over my rather cute neighbour's garden and take a picture?
It's possible, yeah. If that's what floats your boat, you can do that.
Obviously not tried and tested by the... This one's a proper military pilot. He doesn't do that mucking around. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
For links, pictures and more coverage of Gadget Show Live 2012, go to www.frequencycast.co.uk/GSL.
Hi, this is Susie Perry and you're listening to Frequency Cast, the UK TV and tech podcast.
We hope you found this interview of interest. If you'd like to find out more about our regular podcasts and maybe sign up, have a little listen to what we do.
What have you got there?
Ah, this is the latest bit of kit.
Usually the station ham radio is operated by those astronauts who stay on station several months at a time.
Have the top-up TV anytime box. We are absolutely disgusted with the service.
We're measuring Carl's EEG. His retention level was in sort of the bottom third.
I think he's a lost cause, in all honesty.
And in breaking news, it looks like a new Freeview HD channel will be with us soon.
This year's European Podcast Award 2010.
The winner for the non-profit is Frequency Cast.
After 200 yards, turn right.
We've just officially been given the world record for the lightest touchscreen mobile phone in the world.
I can send a text to Frequency Cast for you.
That's true, I can now control my TV from my iPhone.
Now, it's a darkened room you live in, isn't it, normally?
Stay up to date with the latest TV and tech news with our free radio shows.
To listen to our shows online,
download the shows as a podcast, or add the shows to iTunes,
go to www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Frequency Cast. Special report. Shutdown complete.